Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. This isn't the first time that Anna Netrebko has been part of a Met production with real-time theater showings. She starred in Anna Bolena by Donizetti to open their season. But she says even with the extra viewers, it's like any other performance.
If I'm aware of the cameras, yeah, of course. My performance is not changing much. I mean, it's still live performance in the theater. It's the same. But of course, we have to know where the cameras are closed.
The story of Massenet's Manon comes from the novel Manon Lescaut. It's a role Anna Netrebko has a lot of experience playing.
She has so many different colors. She's a full-blooded woman, and she has lots of passion, lots of desires. I would say she's quite dangerous, but not evil. She never do anything with a bad purpose.
She starts the opera as a young girl on her way to a convent. She becomes friends with a trio of fun-loving actresses, and by the third act, she's convincing her boyfriend he's not cut out for a priestly life.
And for me, as an actress, I have to find this balance in between being naughty but not too bad, being seductive but not being like Poussette, Javotte, and Rosette.
Netrebko has sung Manon in Los Angeles, Vienna, Berlin, Tokyo. This particular production is one that originally was staged at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. And this run is the first time she's sung the role at the Met.
I think it's a more classical one. That is the biggest difference from my previous productions I did. But still, it has a hint of modernity, which I like very much. But, it's all the same. I mean, it's a Manon Massenet.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.